If you're curious about how to get more creative about using your yoga blocks, then this yoga video is for you. Hi, I'm Melissa from Yoga with Melissa. I offer real yoga for real people. We're all about connection. Connection with a teacher and teachings that allow you to connect with your true self and to a community of people who support each other on a genuine path of spiritual transformation. If you're new here, welcome, and thank you for subscribing and turning on notifications. In the month of January of 2018, I am putting out a brand new video like this every single day for our New Year 30-Day Yoga Challenge. On day 16, it will be how to use a yoga bolster. On day 17, we're going to do how to use a yoga inversion swing. And on day 18, we will be doing how to do pigeon pose. So if this sounds like something that is interesting to you, then you can subscribe and press that little bell so you don't miss a single video in our 30-day challenge this month. Also, just a quick note to remind you that I always put great extras for you in the show notes below the video. So there's lots of goodies there. If you just press show more, you will see lots of great extras for you there. So back in June of 2015, I created a whole full-length yoga class for you where we had lots of fun with blocks. So I'll put that in the show notes for you as well. And today I'm going to show you how to use your yoga blocks to do crow pose, also yoga blocks for upper back and shoulder pain, and also a cool yoga trick for a great ab workout using your block. So for a crow pose, if you are a yin-loving restorative yoga like me, then your abs and your upper body strength might be a little lacking for crow pose, if you're like me. Well, a sequence with the blocks can really help you build gradually to crow pose, which is good if you don't want to injure yourself. So what you're going to do is you're going to start with the blocks on the highest setting. And if you have cork blocks like mine, then you may want to place a blanket on the blocks as well. Come on, you didn't think I was going to give up my restorative tendencies that easily, did you? Now, you're going to place your shins on the blocks and keep your toes off the ground, and then pull up through your pelvic floor and draw back through your navel. Your hands will be underneath your shoulders. If you have wrist problems, then you can always come up onto your fists. And this pose will help you to build the core strength, the abdominal strength, and the upper body strength that you need for crow pose. So stay with this for a while. Number two, you're going to place the blocks on the lowest settings, and then you're going to draw your knees right up underneath your shoulders, come onto your tippy toes on the blocks, and breathe and feel your upper body and core strength. Work with that for a while. And then number three, you will practice lifting one toe off the block. And number four, over time, you may be able to lift both toes off the block. The benefit of crow pose are that it builds strength in your arms, your inner thighs, your abs, and it creates focus. Next, I'm going to show you how to do thread the needle with blocks, because sometimes this pose could be hard for people. We're going to start on all fours, place one block on the lowest setting. This is going to be for your head. And then we're going to place one block in front of it on the highest setting. And this is going to be for your hand. You'll inhale, you'll lift your left arm out to the side and rotate your body out to the left side. And then you'll lower your left shoulder onto the ground and you'll rest your head on the block and your right arm will extend so that your hand rests supported on the block. The benefit of this thread the needle pose is that it releases your shoulders, your chest, your upper back, and your neck. If you carry a lot of tension in your upper back between your shoulder blades, then you're going to love this pose. The final pose I have for you today is a variation on melting heart pose with the blocks. What you want to do is choose an appropriate height for you for your blocks, and then starting on all fours, keep your legs at a 90-degree angle to the ground. Place your elbows on the blocks and then soften your heart towards the ground. The benefit of this pose is that it opens up your shoulders. It's a back bend for your middle and upper back, and it softens your heart. Now, that wasn't the final pose. I have another one. I have a variation on side plank for you with a block. So you're going to place your right hip on a yoga block on the lowest setting and your right elbow directly underneath your right shoulder on the ground. Then you're going to draw in through your navel and up through your pelvic floor. On an exhale, keeping your legs glued together, you're going to lift your legs off the ground and you're going to hold and breathe for a minute. This variation on side plank activates your obliques and your quadratus lumborum. It will also strengthen portions of the iliopsoas. And this is a fabulous exercise from Jill Miller. So she's the role model lady. If you are looking for more, then go to melissawest.com/backpain, and I will send you 8 days of back pain to help you with your back pain yoga. These are the best of yoga, Ayurveda, self-massage, pranayama, or breath practices to help you with your back pain. Now, if you made it all the way to the end, I love my yogis who watch all the way to the end of the video, then put great ideas for a yoga block in the comments. Thank you so much for watching and pressing that like button. If you know somebody who would benefit from this video, then thanks so much for sharing it with them. And remember to subscribe so you can get our video for tomorrow on how to use a yoga bolster. Namaste.